Hello, beautiful women, and welcome to the Claimed Podcast. I'm Anna Rova, your host, and let me tell you a little bit about myself if you're new to the podcast. I'm a femininity and feminine embodiment coach, and I run a very powerful program for single successful women who want to attract and keep committed masculine men, or women who are already in relationships but want to change that feminine masculine polarity in their relationship. Alright, ladies, hello there. This is Anna Rova, your guide into feminine masculine polarity, relationships, all things men, and helping you rediscover yourself as a woman and helping you attract a committed masculine man. So I decided to do this video. I normally I'm like, oh my god, I have an idea. And I know if I don't sit down and record this, then it's just gonna like float away. And so this particular video, audio, and I'm recording this, I'm posting this everywhere. So this is going to be a podcast episode. If you're listening to the podcast, this is what you're hearing me. This is also going on my Instagram, IGTV, and also on my customer group and Claimed. So this message and this video is all about my response or my thoughts and ideas and encouragement and kind of perhaps an aha moment for one of my customers in the Claimed group. As you might know, I run a very powerful group coaching program called Claimed that's helping successful women attract and keep committed masculine men. And so this woman posted a question and, you know, I coached her through it and replied to it. And then I had a really powerful response to how I saw that she was looking at the subject in a totally, I don't want to say it wrong manner, but like something is off here. So I was super passionate about coming up and responding to her. And instead of doing like a live video in the customer group, like I usually do, I thought, oh, that's great content for everyone, right? For my listeners, for my followers, and for my viewers. And so if you're a customer and you're watching this in the Claim Group program, I hope you appreciate and understand that I'm trying to cover all bases here because this is important for everyone. So what we're going to talk today about is, so I'll give you, obviously, I won't share any names, but let's call her Mary, right? And I think that Mary's example is something that so many women go through. And that's why I had such a strong response. And I'm so passionate about talking to you about this, because I think we need to change this fundamentally as women. So her situation is basically, you know, she's going through the process. She's working on her limiting beliefs. She's about men relationships. She's seeing changes. She's starting to attract different types of men, right? And so she met this guy that we're like discussing, and she's sharing screenshots and things like that, coming to group coaching calls. And so long story short was that he was coming on very strongly, you know, a masculine man, taking her here and there, and everything was too fast. There were a few kind of yellow, orange, red flags. And it was only a week, right? So he invited her to a weekend. And so, well, she wasn't sure how do I feel about this? How do I go? So we coached through that. That's not what I want to talk about. I actually want to talk to you about today about sex, which I should have mentioned in the beginning, right? But and so what happened there is that they went away on a weekend, and, you know, she really wanted to take it slow because she wasn't ready after a week or whatever. And normally that's what I would suggest as well. Like if you're dating a man, it's not to say that you don't have to, first of all, you got to be dating a few men at a time, right? And then it's something interesting about sex. Sex in general is very different for women and for men. For men, sex is like I'm going to the grocery store to pick up bread, you know, or like, sex for men is just such a trivial activity. And I also, if you work with me, you know that in the program I mentioned that men get intimacy through sex and women get sex through intimacy. It's a very different concept. For men, it's just like come in, come out, literally, and like go, right? But for women, it's very different. For us, it's an emotional experience. So, and for a lot of men, it's just not like it is what it is. And it's actually evolutionary by psychology. So that's why when I say be careful when you engage in a sexual relationship with a man, and especially when you do it multiple times, if you're not in a relationship. But look, I'm not the one to tell you not to sleep with a guy before you are exclusive, because I've slept with guys on the first date. In fact, with my man, I think I've slept with him like almost right away. And it was like the worst sex of my life. The first one, right? And then it got a lot better. So, but when you're engaged sexually with a man, and if you're going for it, you have to be ready to deal with repercussions, just like what happened with Mary. So what happened with Mary is that she knows this guy for a week, right? Everything is going great. But like, this is not a relationship. You're dating. And so she goes away on a weekend, and then she feels like she's not ready. But because he paid for the weekend and stuff like that, she says yes. And she crosses her own boundary there. And look, no judgment. I've done it before. But if you do that, then you have to deal with the repercussion of him not calling the next day or maybe in 2 days. Why? Because you're dating and he is probably seeing other women and sleeping with other women, right? And so if you do this smart, and if you don't engage sexually very fast, then you simply put yourself into the best position to avoid heartbreak, to avoid feeling rejected. And Mary's feeling very rejected at the moment. A lot of the thoughts in her head are like, I'm not good enough, I'm not lovable. After sex, he pulls away, stuff like that. That's what a lot of women do. But now exactly is the time to get out of your head and to really see this for what it is. This was just sex and we're dating. That's it. So Mary started saying things like, I didn't like that he was treating me as an object, for example, or that, you know, for him it was quick and easy, that he was, you know, like we were talking about even like sexual positions, for example, and things like that, that made her feel like she's disempowered. And I so relate to this experience as a woman. But what I really wanted to share with you today is that men and women view this very, very differently. For him, it's just sex. We went away for a weekend. We had a great time. She did communicate to him what she preferred and what she wanted. He listened to her, said okay. And now she hasn't heard from him for like a day or two. And like, it's a disaster, right? And so that's why actually I was so passionate about doing this work, because this situation, and like, if I would bring the guy, John, and I would ask him what happened, we will never know what happened. But my sense is that if we ask him, he will tell us a very different story. I like this woman, right? She's amazing. I have a great time with her. I thought we had a lot of fun. I took her out on a weekend and we had sex. And it was great. That's it. And now I'm hanging out with my buddies and I'm probably seeing other women, because I'm not sure that, I mean, you know, we know each other for a week and that's it. Like, end of story. And so 7 years ago, when I started this work about polarity in men, I saw these, not inconsistencies, but I saw these differences everywhere in how men deal with situations in relationships and in life so differently to how women perceive situations in life. Because for us, it's a different experience, especially like when it comes to feelings and sensations, you know, like how we want to be touched, like during sex. You know, I tell my man that, you know, my vagina is like the last part of my body that you should touch, because I need to be first aroused and prepped up and get ready. He doesn't need that. He just needs my hand to be there and he's ready to go. Like, I'm not like that. And most women are not like that. And so understanding that and understanding the masculine journey, first of all, even if we talk about rejection. Hi, girlfriends. Sorry to interrupt. You're listening to the episode. But I quickly wanted to jump in and let you know that I have prepared something exciting for you. If you're interested in polarity, femininity, and how to embrace your feminine and how to attract primarily masculine men in your life, this announcement is going to be very useful for you, because I'm talking about my signature training. I'm like, how do I describe this experience? Because it's really an experience, you know. This is a signature training, my 1-hour webinar that I've put together. And it honestly, it's been through a few iterations in the last 2 years, but I feel like this is the best yet training of mine that didn't come from, you know, reading 2 books and 3 courses and like coming together in a copy paste thing that I now advise women to do. No, this has come from me, my own lived experience through my dating life and through finding and attracting the masculine man of my dreams and then marrying him and creating a family. This also came, yes, indeed, from a lot of research and learning and courses and coaches and oh my God, you name it. You know, it's been a journey of 5 years for me about that time. And also this has come from my clients. So the previous training, how is this different if you've signed up for another training of mine, which was the Live Female Success, by the way. This is different because this is now coming through a distillation of my work one-on-one with women who I've helped get to that place where they're just attracting better men and they start attracting better masculine men and are on their way to actually to a relationship eventually. Not only masculine, but also masculine committed men. So if you are in a situation where you're attracting men that are less than desirable, let's say they're feminine men who don't want to lead, don't want to take charge, and men who are unavailable, then this training is for you. I will have to call this training How to Start Attracting Your Masculine Committed Men, basically in 30 days or less. And in this training, I will share with you some of the key things that I've learned throughout this journey that are helping. That's what my work with women is based on. So in this 60-minute training, you'll find the number one reason why you're still single and can't attract a committed masculine man. It's not what you think. How to break through the patterns of attracting unavailable or feminine men, as I said, and find your blind spot so you can attract the men you want. How to master the feminine masculine polarity so you start feeling taken care of, claimed, and finally be able to let go of control and uncover the lie of female success that's keeping you stuck, exhausted, and unfulfilled, which means in masculine energy all the time, so you can start living in freedom and joy and much, much more. So if you're interested, go to girlskill.com/webinar, sign up, and I can't wait for you to see this training and to let me know how it went. And by the way, there are no replays for this, so make sure you select the time that you can show up and be fully present. All right, I'm going to jump off and you continue listening to this episode. Men go through rejection since puberty. From women, from opportunities and everything. Rejection makes them stronger. And that's what they go through. Women do not go through rejection almost at all. And so when we hit rejection from men, it feels really bad and it's really painful because we're not used to it. But in fact, this particular situation, it actually doesn't mean anything about anything. You're just dating, you had sex. Yes, you didn't enjoy the sex. Maybe it seems to you that he treated you like an object, but this might not be true. For him, it was just sex. And so a lot of the times, yes, of course, you would want to be with a man who's a great lover. But most men are not amazing lovers, you know? Like, that requires, like, freaking tantra and knowing every woman's part of the body and, like, sitting there for hours and getting her aroused and going down on her and, like, oh, my God, who wouldn't want that? But a lot of men are not like that. For them, sex is just sex. Let's just have sex, you know? Experience pleasure. He experiences pleasure in a second and then he has sex. And a lot of the times he just comes really quickly and that's kind of done. Like, that's terrible, right? But we have to understand where men are coming from. And so a lot of the times it's also on the woman to know what you want. So when Mary, for example, when I noticed the language of he was dominant, it's almost like he took advantage of her. And that's how a lot of women feel like. First of all, she said yes when she meant no. That's one. But hey, I've done that. But the difference is that even if you go there, use sex for your own pleasure. Be with men and have sex with men where you know your body. And there was something about positions that I wanted to mention. So you know how we always, and of course, polarity, like, you know, polarity, feminine, masculine, polarity, that all comes from sex initially. And that I and probably other people brought, I've done in my own experience, I've taken that and brought that into relationships. And so, you know, in the bedroom, like, you have the polarity at play. One is dominant, the other one is submissive. And thus we have these positions, for example, she's on top, he's on top, you know, like, you bend over, he's from behind. But to me, for example, here's how I look at, even at a sexual position that he's, you know, he's from behind and I'm like bent over and on my fours. For me, I freaking love it. I love it because I'm in charge. It's not that I'm in charge. Like, obviously, if you look at physically at this position, like, obviously he's in charge, right? Like, his hands are on your butt and, like, he's penetrating you and all of that. But I love it because we are on equal ground here. So, and that's a concept that I also wanted to mention. We are on equal ground in terms of how we show up and how much power we have, but we're just playing different roles. The same goes for a relationship. The fact that you're playing in your feminine pole and he's playing in the masculine pole doesn't mean that you're not equal. The level of power and the capacity for that power is equal, but you're just choosing to play different roles. Just like in sex, you're choosing to take different positions. It's not about positions and who's on top. It's about how much power and pleasure do you take from that. So I can be on top or I can be on the bottom and I can be on my fours and I feel so empowered and I take what I want because this is my body and my pleasure. So many women do not know their bodies, do not know how to communicate what they want. So if you're feeling, and I've definitely been there, where you're being treated like an object. And look, like even with my husband, it sometimes happens that, you know, like he just wants to have sex and it's done in like, I don't know how many minutes. I mean, all right, not hours. I don't want to like diminish. I mean, my man is amazing in bed and I'm very satisfied. Also, I mean, there's always room for growth. But sometimes for him, it's just that. It's just sex. But for me, it's never just sex. Like, I want emotional intimacy and I wanted to start with a touch and everything like that. And I know that. That's why for me, I never go to just purely, all right, put your pants down and let's do it. And of course, I'm gonna feel like I'm treated like an object, although I know that's not his intention, but it feels to me that way. So then I take my power back and I take, well, not take, my power is always within you. I'd say I awaken my power and evoke my power. And then I tell him what I need. I say, no, slow down. It doesn't work like that. I'm not feeling it. You got to start with the touch. And my vagina has to be the last part of my body that you touch, because otherwise it doesn't work for me. And I'm not here to please you. I'm here to please myself, or let's please each other, because we're here on equal grounds. Do you see how different this is? And of course, you might say that it's easy for me to do once you're like married or in a relationship, but even if you're just dating or you're single, you know, like if you're going for it, like make the most out of it and tell your man, any man, what you want and what you like, right? So if you want to be touched here or here or here, that's why you say slow down. I say a lot. I think almost in every sexual interaction that we have with my husband, I say slow down, slow, slow, slow. And then I stop because it's too fast for me. But that requires me to be in touch with my sexuality, with knowing what I want and listening to my body and then communicating. Because otherwise, men don't know what you want. And if you don't know your body, how do they know your body? I hope this makes sense. And so for me, that's why I'm so passionate about this, because nobody's taking advantage of you. Like you're saying yes. And if you say yes, how can you approach sex as an amazing thing that you can take a lot of pleasure? I had a lot of pleasure from first date, one night stands. Like, it was amazing. And so that's how I looked at this. And, you know, I feel like that's how men are approaching this. So why women can't approach it like that? But then again, when you do this, know that sex is different for you than him. This is just a matter of fact. You will be attached as soon as you have sex with a man. It's impossible not to get attached. So in that case, what you do is, again, the rule of thirds, you date more than one man at a time. You focus on yourself and your own body and you have the tools to process these really painful feelings of rejection. And again, you do feel rejected, but it doesn't mean anything and it doesn't say anything about you. As we said, this is dating and you're not in a relationship until it's perfectly clear that you are exclusive, right? So I hope this is helpful. I know this is a short episode for those of you listening or watching, but I really wanted to get this across. When you have it, like, one last thing I'm going to mention, which is super important, is that sexuality and sex is actually the domain, and seduction and sexuality is the domain of the feminine. It's where you have the power in the bedroom, not him. Simply because as a woman, oh my God, like, I don't even need to start. Like, you know, you take any guy and you put on a sexy dress and you just hint on something's going to happen tonight, you watch him transform and make it happen and do anything for it, right? That's how men are. A lot of the times it's super primitive, right? Just the idea of having sex with you or with any woman, pretty well, not any woman, but you know what I mean? Men are super physical and super visual. And so you have that power as a woman. So I get quite perplexed when I hear women not viewing their sexuality as their biggest power or as the greatest power, right? And then we talk about your body, what your body can do. The fact that you can have 300 different orgasms. Like last week, I had my first cervical orgasm. I was like, what? This is what it feels like? This is freaking amazing. Why have I not experienced it before? And so, and then we go into, you know, it all starts with sexuality. And you know what, when they talk about birth being a sexual experience, right? Well, it wasn't like this with me, but the fact that it all starts with sex, and that's how we create babies, and that's how we create families, and that, like, we give birth out of our vaginas to babies, like, it's all interrelated. And look, I'm not a sexuality expert or a sex expert. I'm just sharing with you my experience as a woman. But this is how I was able to have an equal partnership with a masculine partner, being in my feminine and being in power. Because when you are on equal grounds in the bedroom, and you are, then everything shifts and you're not playing in the victim mindset or the victim mentality. Not to allude that you are, you know, Mary, if you're listening to this, but it's just a perspective that I really wanted to get across. So we really need to work on that. All right. I hope this is helpful. I will see you all soon. Bye. And let me know on Instagram if you're not a customer, or if you're a customer, just comment below this video. But if you're not working with me yet, message me on Instagram, Anna Rova, and tell me how was this for you and what were your key takeaways. All right, bye.
All right, girlfriends, hope you enjoyed listening or watching to this episode. And if you did, and if you resonate with most of the things I'm saying, and you want to learn more, and you want to finally start attracting masculine men, I have an invitation for you. So, as you know, I am committed and passionate about helping successful women attract and keep committed masculine men. So, I have a personal invitation for you. If you're resonating with everything and you're ready to step up and invest in yourself and take things to the next level, I would love, love, love to talk to you and see if you would be a fit for my work and what I do. And so, basically, what I'm doing is I'm inviting you, and it's a personal invitation, if you resonate, because I don't work with everyone, and I'm not here to just, you know, make a quick buck and whatever. I'm here committed to your result, and I will make sure that we go until the end and that we get you the result that you want, which is start attracting better men. So I invite you to sign up to actually apply for a free discovery call with me. It's a call that is 1 hour long. And what we do is we talk about your current situation, where you are today, and what's wrong, quote unquote, wrong with your dynamics with men, what you don't like. And then we're going to talk about what you really want and where you want to get. And at the end, if I find that that's a good fit, I'll tell you what I do and I'll offer you to join us and how we could work together. So just to give you a bit of context, this experience is all about, and what I'm going to offer to only if I find that that's a good fit, is about, number one, putting yourself in the best position to start attracting committed masculine men, and not through tactics and techniques or tips, tricks, whatever, but just by being you and understanding and appreciating men, thus creating a deeper relationship with yourself as a feminine essence woman and attract better committed masculine men. Number two, it's all about letting go of overworking perfectionism and the need to control by overcoming your limiting beliefs, patterns, and obstacles to rediscover your worth and enoughness, and rebuilding your faith in your own voice and your own decisions, and exploring your boundaries, and so on and so on. Number three, it's all about letting your body lead, stop overthinking, and start trusting your gut and your heart when it comes to making decisions, expanding and embracing your range of emotions, cultivating sense of awareness and pleasure, and feeling more without apologizing for it. And I know if you're here, you understand and you know that the path to your masculine man, who's a conscious, healthy man, is through you. It's through embracing your feminine nature. It's through running with the wolves and embracing your wild feminine side and actually gaining power from it. And a healthy masculine man will only be attracted to that if you get to that place yourself. And last but not least, it's all about becoming deeply connected to yourself as a woman. Understand what true femininity is, exploring deeper levels of intimacy to make sure that you get your spot. All right, girlfriend, keep running with wolves, and I'll see you next week. Okay, bye. And It's all about stop living in the masculine energy by pushing, doing and choosing all the time and start living, enjoy freedom and your wild nature where you can surrender, where you can finally let go. Trust me, this is an amazing place to be and it's easy and joyful and it feels natural and feels like a woman. So if you resonate, go to girlskill.com/apply and there's going to be a short survey, step one, just apply there. And then the next step is to schedule a call with me. It's going to be an hour. We have fun on this call, so I hope to see you there. And my calendar is booked for another, my calendar is open for another week. So go ahead and do that. If you don't see times that are available for you, make sure you email me because I'll always make time for you.